Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to talk today about what the Father can do with one person who's obedient to Him. Hallelujah. He doesn't need a whole army. All He needs is one person. In Nehemiah chapter 6, please turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 6. Nehemiah is a man who the Father put on his heart to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And he was almost finished. And Sanballat and Tobiah and Gershon, some of his enemies, came to try to get him to stop. But he said in verse 3, I'm doing a great work. I cannot come down. And then verse 14, it says, My father, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat, and according to their works, and on a prophetess Nodiah, and the rest of the prophets that would have been put in fear. So his attack came from believers. If you want to be in a majority, you're going to have a problem. Because the early, the early believers were in the minority. It was a remnant. When they brought the Gentiles in, with their pagan customs, became very large. And the same thing right now. There's a remnant of his truly believers, but most of the so-called believers are linked to Constantine and his traditions see if they can trace these traditions back to the Bible, to the Word. They're just so important, hallelujah, that you stand with Yeshua. Hallelujah. Go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 14. 1 Samuel chapter 14, here's a situation where the Israelites had given their swords to the Philistines to be sharpened, and just like the enemy, the enemy's attacking when they had their swords. But there's still two swords. In verse 6, chapter 14 of 1 Samuel, Jonathan had one of them and said to his armor bearer, Come and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Father will work for us, for there's no restraint to the Father to save by many or by few. The Father found one person who would come against the enemy. And verse 7, in his armor bearer said, Whatever's in your heart, I'm going to do it with you. And Jonathan said, we're going to go to the enemy. If they tell us to come up, then we know we got the victory. But if they say, hey, we're going to come down, then we don't have the victory. And in verse 12, and the men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, come up to us and we will show you a thing. And Jonathan said unto his armor bearer, come up after me, for the Father had delivered them into the hand of Israel. And Jonathan climbed up on his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him, and he fell before Jonathan, and his armor bearer slew after them. And that first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within, as it were, a half acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plow. Look what the Father initiated with one person. Hallelujah. You got to take that half acre of land. You have to come against the enemy. You have to get what belongs to you. It doesn't matter if you have people with you. You can do it. With Yeshua are the majority. Hallelujah. And as a result of Jonathan going up there with his armor bearer, as a result of Jonathan initiating this attack through the prompting of the Father, verse 15, there was a trembling in the host and in the field and among all the people, the garrison and the spoilers, they also trembled and the earth quaked, so it was a great trembling. Look what the Father did when one person was obedient to Him and went against the enemy. Why do you think the enemy is so powerful? The only reason the enemy is powerful in your life because he's connected to your flesh. There's still things that you're holding back from the Father that he wants to get rid of. You got to turn the flesh over to the Holy Spirit so He can mortify the deeds of the flesh and conform you into the image of Yeshua. Don't hold anything back. Don't let anything come between you and your relationship with your Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. In verse 16, and the watchman of Saul and Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude melted away, and they went on beating down one another. Look what happened with one person who had come towards the enemy and not run away from the enemy. Hallelujah. Wow. And so important that you recognize what the Father can do with just one person. Go with me to the book of Judges. And that one person could be you. Maybe He's put something on your heart that if you just initiated, he'll just back it up and wipe the enemy out of the way. All he needs is one person. Judges chapter 6, the Israelites were in verse 6, the Israelites were greatly impoverished because of the Midianites who surrounded them and were keeping them in bondage, and they cried unto the Father. And it came to pass in verse 7, when the children of Israel cried unto the Father because of the Midianites, that the Father sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus said your Father, I brought you from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. We got to remember where the Father took us from. Look at the power he did to deliver us from whatever it may be, alcohol, drugs, pornography. Look at how he delivered us. Hallelujah. Just because some people were caught up in pornography and drugs and you weren't, you were a sinner too. One sin's the same as any other to the Father. Hallelujah. Look where he took us from. In verse 9, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you and drove them out from before you and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I'm your Father. Don't fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. And then there came an angel of the Father and sat under an oak, which is an Oprah, that pertained unto Joash the Abirai, and his son Gideon. He was threshing wheat by the winepress. Gideon was afraid. He was threshing wheat by the winepress, where the grapes were, where they would crush the grapes, make juice, grape juice. And the angel of the Father appeared unto him and said unto him, the Father is with you, the mighty man of valor. He was calling him a mighty man of valor when he was hiding. See, the Father knows you better than you know yourself. And Gideon said unto him, Father, if you're with us, why is all this happening to us? And the Father brought us out of Egypt. You brought us out of Egypt, but have you forsaken us? In verse 14, but the Father looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent you? He even answered him, said, I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to use you to deliver the people of Israel out of the Midianites. And he said unto him, Father, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house. And the Father says, surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. All he needed was Gideon. Hallelujah. And he worked with Gideon. He built Gideon up to the point where he knew all he needed was him. He asked Gideon to destroy the statues of Baal. And he said, you can go at night and take somebody with you. And he did. Hallelujah. And the people following Baal were angry, but the Father protected him. Then he said, how many men you have? And he had 32,000 men. And said, that's too many. Anybody wants to go home, send them home. And 22,000 left. He was left with 10,000. Said, now I want you to bring them down to the water. I'm going to test them. Hallelujah. And it was the ones who held on to the weapon and lapped the water like a dog. They were the ones that the Father wanted him to go into battle with. And he was down to 300. And of course, you know, Gideon was probably afraid. He was down from 32,000 down to 300. But he said, Gideon, I want you to go listen to the enemy. Sneak down to the enemy's camp and listen. And chapter 7, verse 13, Gideon went there and he heard a man who had a dream saying, I had a dream last night that a cake of barley came down and destroyed all our tents. It was nothing but the sword of the Father and of Gideon. Hallelujah. And then Gideon heard this in verse 14. He said to his men, the battle's over. We got the victory. They're afraid. So the Father took the fear that was on Gideon and transferred to the enemy. He transferred that fear to the enemy. And I'll show you why later on. Hallelujah. And verse 16, Gideon divided the 300 men into three companies. And he said, when I break the pitchers of light and sound the trumpet, that I want you to do the same thing. And I want you to shout the sword of the Father and the sword of Gideon. Verse 19. So Gideon and 100 men that were with him came into the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. They had newly set the watch, and he blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. Hallelujah. That was around midnight. And I have books talking about the night seasons. That was midnight to three is the third watch of the night. And it was at midnight when this happened. So many victories in the Bible won at night by the Father. And verse 20, and the three companies blew their trumpets and broke the pitchers and held the lamps in their hands and the trumpets, and they cried, the sword of the Father and Gideon. Verse 20, and they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all hosts ran and cried and fled, and they killed each other. But look what the Father did with one man, Gideon, who was a bee, and said, Gideon, all I need is you. Gideon needed 300 men, but not the Father. Because they weren't shouting, you know, the enemy wasn't afraid of all the troops in Gideon, but just Gideon himself, that the Father was with him. Do you know that the Father's with you? And he's maybe giving you a plan, an idea, and he wants to do it with you. He wants you to initiate it, and he'll do the rest. He's just so powerful. And his power is made clear what he can do with one person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. I know he's talking to you right now. All he needs is somebody who would turn their flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of the flesh, conform you into the image of Yeshua, and he'll use that person. It doesn't mean that you're perfect, but you're saying, Father, I got things in my life that you pointed out. Get rid of them. Take out this garbage. I don't want it anymore. It's just so important that you line up and allow him to have his way. Be careful of these ministries that are kingdom now to say, we're going to set up a kingdom, and Christians are going to take over the government, take over the world, dominion theology, and we're little gods, and name it, claim it. You can claim things and when the Father puts it on your heart, but not just go around doing it. It's all a matter of lifting up people as opposed to Yeshua. Be very careful. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Just put your hand on the radio. Just agree with me in prayer. Father, I ask you to touch the people right now. I'm asked that your healing anointing flow, heal, set people free. Be healed, be set free by the power of Yeshua. Right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. This is Apostle Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677 if I could help you. Also, I've written three books, one called Seasons. It's about the feast of Yeshua, which we thought were for the Jews, but they're all about Yeshua and how he fulfilled every one of those feasts, and with the exception of three that he will fulfill in these last days. Hallelujah. And my second book is called Noon, which is the second edition. It talks about different months of the year on a Father's calendar that he wants to repeat things that he did in the Bible in those months. Blessings. And you can't base your spiritual walk on the Gregorian calendar. And also in that book, it's the different hours of the day that the Father did things in the Word that he wants to repeat on those hours of the day. There's a certain hour of the day when his healing anointing flows the most. He can heal any time, but it's a certain hour of the day, and you need to know that. And also, you can work with Noon with my biblical calendar page on henrywalker.org, my website, henrywalker.org. Besides the messages, there's a biblical calendar. We show when each month begins and ends of the year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends of the year 2020. Hallelujah. And my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity. And I used to send you to my web, my publisher, tapepublishing.com, but we can get the books for you at a discount period. My wife and I are willing to send you our books, just the course. It's usually around $5 for those books at the course, and we'll send them out to you postpaid. Just want to get these books into your hands. It's so important these last days. Are powerful instructions how to resist that spirit of Antichrist and conquer that spirit of Antichrist in your life in these last days. And you get these books by, again, just calling me, 772-801-3677, or going to my website and click on contact and email me with your name and address. Again, we just want to get you these books at cost, just to bless you. Hallelujah. And also, if you miss this broadcast at 7:15 in the morning, you can hear me at 7:15 at night. And if you miss any prior broadcast, you can go to WCNO.com and click on demand and go back to a prior broadcast. And if you want to make a tax-deductible offering to this ministry, make it out to New Life Revival, and the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. We just want to help you. Again, my phone number is 772-801-3677. Remember, till next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International,